How does leadership blossom? Because we also talk about natural leaders. So how did it work out in your case?
For a long time, I didn't realize it. You know, I just talked about Kevin Falk just now, and I never really realized that he was watching me as much as he was. But I was kind of the same way. I watched a lot of guys. I watched everybody, you know, and just how they went about doing things and things they said and did. You know, I kind of learned from that. But, you know, when you don't realize it, you know, you just don't. And then when you finally realize what position you're in and how you have to be a good example for the rest of the guys to study and to take care of their bodies and do all those things, you know, I was probably in my 10th, 11th year, somewhere in there.
Were you reflective on getting cut that first time, that first year, ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it was something I deserved. You know, I didn't play very well in the preseason. You know, and I had the good fortune of talking to Bill for a long, long time at the National Football League Hall of Fame in Canton when Curtis Martin got inducted. So we talked and we chatted for about an hour and talked about all those things and all those good days. And you know, and he was really proud of the way things turned out for me, you know, after all that stuff went down to being cut. And so he was really, really happy about it. And I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Bill Parcells and the way he went about doing things. And, you know, he's a tough guy, you know, and he had his beliefs and he stuck with them, you know. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I couldn't try to prove him wrong, you know. And it made me a better player, I think. It made me a better person and everything else. But, you know, being cut is not fun because I was out for over half the season that year. And I came back and I lost my number. You know, I used to be Irvin Fryer. I came back as Stanley Morgan. And you know, it wasn't fun, you know. And he kind of beat me up a little bit when I got back. And obviously when the season was over, that's my second year, I was still a free agent. I didn't know what was going to happen in the off season and if they were going to sign me back or not. And he did again and gave me another opportunity. And, you know, it's been pretty good since then.
Obviously, a lot of players in your career, but one of them stands out to me, and I'd like to know your thoughts on it. It was your punt return in the AAC Championship game. That was one of the key plays that sort of launched this franchise into their complete turnaround.
Oh man, that was probably one of my favorite, all-time favorites, because it was against Pittsburgh, and I grew up. My brother was a Pittsburgh fan growing up, and you know, and I happened to be a Cowboys fan, and as you know, the Cowboys. I mean, you got the bus whipped by Pittsburgh all the time in the '70s. So that was. You know, they really didn't like him. So what better way to get him back than to stick it to him yourself? But that was a huge, huge play in my career and in the Patriots franchise history. So I mean, it gave us an opportunity when you know, I know this is kind of cliche-ish or whatever, but it's just you know, nobody gave us a shot, nobody gave us a chance to win, and we went in there, we handled our business the way we were supposed to.
Another play that sticks out, Troy, obviously, is the play that set up Adams' field goal. What do you remember about that drive, about that catch over the middle, moments before the game?
I just remember everybody being extremely calm. And there was really not a lot of panic for the situation that it was. You know, and I think a lot of that had to do with the way Tom came into the huddle to start that drive. And when he came in the huddle, he gave us the two plays, and he didn't have a look of fear in his eye, and I've always said it's important, you know, when, you know, a lot of people kind of react to the way their leader reacts. And he came in, we were on the 17-yard line after my big return there, out of the end zone. So, and he came in with just as calm as he could be, and he was a young guy himself with a banged-up ankle, and, you know, we got the drive off to a pretty good start, hitting the Redmond a couple times, getting out of bounds, and that entire drive, nobody showed any signs of panic or desperation or, you know, we went it together, man.
Do you think about that play, though, you know, a lot of people say things like that turn into slow motion when they replay or when it happens at the moment that everything happens in slow motion. What do you remember what was going through your head when you caught that ball?
I couldn't believe I was that wide open. I mean, the plays before, they were, you know, I think they were in, you know, sort of a man-type defense, and it was giving us a little bit of trouble trying to get the ball down the field at all, so we kept hitting JR for little dump passes, and he did a great job of breaking some tackles and getting out of bounds on one of those and stopping the clock, you know, but they decided to switch it up for a second there, and when they did, we hit him, you know, for a pretty good chunk there to get us in good position.
Two-part question. question. Are you surprised you played as long as you did, and what do you attribute your longevity to?
I wouldn't say surprised, you know, because I kind of set my goals to be impossible anyway. But so I wouldn't say surprised. But I think if you look where it started from and how it started, you know, I think a lot of people would be surprised that I made it 15 years with this team and this organization. But I enjoy working hard. I enjoy grinding it out. I enjoy sweating. I enjoy, you know, doing all the things of labor that, you know, and going through the pains and agonies of a hard labor. So that's just the way I was brought up, the way I was raised. I mean, I've been working, like, manual labor since I've been 9 or 10 years old. So that's just me, and I enjoy that type of stuff.
You're sort of the first of what's going to be a lot of players going to Patriots Hall from that, the core players from those Super Bowl years. How does it feel to kind of be the leader of what's going to be a pretty incredible pack of future Patriot Hall of Famers?
All these things are kind of just falling in my lap, I guess. I mean, I never really looked at it that way, but, you know, it's a long list of guys that's, you know, coming up behind me, and to be one of the first of that group of guys that set such a great example for the way the New England does things. Not only New England, but the way teams are around the league now are trying to model themselves after the Patriots, you know. And being the first of that group of guys to come along, it says a lot. And you know, I feel like I tried to do things the right way and approach the game the right way. And I had a lot of respect for the game and the players who played it. So, you know, you see guys like Teddy and all those guys, Rodney, Ty, and all those guys coming along here in the next few years. And make the voting hard for you guys, too. But I had it easy. Not really easy. I had Bill Parcells and Fred Marion. But, you know, I mean, when you talk about those guys, they're recent and, you know, have a lot more fanfare here in the New England area. So, but, again, it does mean a lot to me to be the first of that group of guys to be going into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, and start lining them up, man.
Bill, you talked about one Bill Parcells. Tell us about the other Bill, Bill Belichick, and what he's meant to the overall development.
Well, it was a situation where I didn't even really know that Bill and Charlie had so much respect for me as a player, you know, until they came back here, and I guess it was something they had their eye on the whole time. And when they came back, I talked to Bill, and he mentioned to me about how much trouble I gave him, you know, getting ready for him when he was down with the Jets down there, and you know, trying to find guys to, you know, to practice against it to kind of slow that stuff down. But he mentioned that he had a lot of respect for the way I played the game and the way I approached it. And then Charlie kind of, you know, followed that up with his statements about it. And I remember being in Kansas City and them asking me to come back and sign. So it was a great gesture from him, and it gave me a great boost of confidence that he was willing and able to, you know, his second go on at being a head coach, and he's going to give a guy that's spent the last 7 years primarily playing special teams and coming off the bench an opportunity to be a starting receiver, and also put his fate, you know, in my hands too when he decided to suspend Terry Glenn for the rest of the season. You know, here it is, David Patton and myself, and we had a bunch of other great guys in that receiving core, but, you know, I don't think Tom had that much confidence in them, but they brought a lot to the table, Charles Johnson and Freddie Coleman and those guys, and trust me, the few plays they made, they were huge for us, but, you know, for him to put that in our laps like that and you know, say, you guys got it, I believe in you, it meant a lot.
Charlie Weiss ever yell at you?
Charlie Weiss? You know, Charlie's never yelled at me before. I mean, even when he was here the first go around with Parcells, when he was a young guy holding the cards up, and he was that guy. He's never really, but I always say it's just because I always try to do my job the best I could, and I always hustle. And that's the only time that Charlie really got ticked off at a player was when they didn't read the card right, or they ran the wrong play, or wrong route, or something, or they didn't try very hard. It's when he really jumped into a guy's behind, you know. But for the most part, I was always trying to do the right thing anyway.
You obviously
Troy heard the Hall of Fame speech that Curtis gave a couple of weeks ago. What do you want to say to the fans, the Patriot fans, when you get your chance on Saturday?
Well, unlike Curtis, I've always enjoyed playing football. But, yeah. You know, and it's not something I just did just to get away from anything else. But I've always enjoyed it. You know, I just thank you. For the fans, for the most part, I mean, they've a lot of ups and downs, you know, especially early in my career. And then late, you know, it's you kind of go out the same way you come in and say sometimes. But, you know, just thank them for all the support they're giving me, man. I get tons of tweets, tons of all kinds of things all the time, you know, about how, you know, they appreciated the way I played the game. And I think that means more than anything. I don't really bring up a lot of numbers and that type of stuff, and, you know, but there'll be a few plays here and there. But I think the thing that meant the most was that they appreciated the way I went about playing and giving them their ticket prices value. Yeah.
You're in a similar position that Drew was last year, you know, having this kind of special weekend for himself to see what this organization has become. And you were at the, you know, the genesis of that, the beginning of it. What does that mean to you?
You almost feel like one of the construction workers. But I remember taking the picture when this place was being put up. I think it was going into either the 01 or 02 season, and we all had the boots on, and we had the jackhammers, and we took the picture for the cover of the Patriots, annual calendar, whatever it is. But we did that. And to see it where it is now, I walk over and I walk into the cafeteria, with the dining hall now. You know, I walk into the dining hall, and it's first-class stuff. You know, and I know Robert's been trying to build this place and do it the right way. He likes everything to be first-class. So when you speak about him, you know, he wants you to speak great words about him, and he does. And he's a great guy, a great man, you know, a great businessman. He's been a great father, a great husband, all those things he's been and he is and will continue to be. And I just think, you know, thank goodness he came in and brought the team when he did, because, I mean, I was here for an entire year and never met the last owner before him. So, but he's always around. He's always involved, and, you know, you couldn't ask for better.
Thanks, Trey.
Yes, sir.